Welcome to Social Genius, brought to you by Drunk on Social, where we help you stay ahead of social media trends, share the latest news, and highlight the strategies that are working to help you grow your business. Now let's join our hosts, Tristan and Jeff, in 3, 2, 1.
This episode is brought to you by Social Genius. That's where Jeff and I get to actually teach you what to do on social and how to grow it. Jeff, why should people join?
You know, if you are the type of professional that wants to do it yourself, and maybe your budget's a little bit lighter and you can't afford to hire somebody to do all the editing, do the fancy stuff for you, we're going to teach you how to do all this stuff. And the truth is, most of these social platforms are not favoring authenticity. So it's shooting these green screens and doing remixes and understanding what's trending. Those are the things that matter the most to your social strategy. And so if you like to be inside of a tight culture of people that are like-minded and want to do it themselves, then Social Genius is perfect for you.
We'll see you there. You'll never find it for less than this anywhere else. It's very inexpensive. We'll see you on the other side.
We're going to talk about a Facebook post that I stumbled upon recently. And I'm going to read you the caption. You won't like this data. Organic social media is sexy. Paid ads, email, and SEO are not. Yet where are companies receiving the best ROI? It sure isn't the sexy thing. And then there's some graphics that we will share if you're watching this. We'll talk you through them. I immediately shared this to Tristan and said, ooh, we got to talk about this on episode 142. So, Tristan, let's break this down and maybe kind of give it. I just read the caption, but let's talk through it a little bit more and then give our opinions on this.
Yeah, well, there's two graphs to this. And the first graph, it asks, what marketing channels are companies spending their time on? And the one that is by far above everyone else, 38.2%, is organic social media. That's like the big point. It's like, hey, you guys are spending all this time on organic, right? The next graph asks, what percentage of your revenue does each marketing channel drive? And that one is a lot more mixed. It's led primarily by paid ads at 23.8%. And then there's an other at 21.2%, which I don't know what that would be. And then SEO would be the third, and it's at 17.6. In fact, if you want to compare the organic one to where companies are spending their time on, which was 38%, the organic one on where they're getting their revenue is only 2.3%. And then if you read the fine print, which I always like to do, it says surveyed 118 companies in different verticals that all generate a minimum of $100 million in annual revenue.
That's why they didn't interview me. Okay.
They left us out, man. I was looking for Drunk on Social somewhere there. Oh, that's very funny. Here's what stands out to me. And it's probably obvious when we say it, but they're companies. They don't know how to run organic ads. They don't know how to run things without having to pay for them because they don't have a persona. It's not like you have Elon Musk at the front of the company who doesn't need to pay for ads, right? He could just say, hey guys, I'm dropping a new car and people are going to sign up just because it's Elon. Same thing with any other influencer. They're the company, they're the brand. Whereas a company has no actual influencer running it for the most part. And so of course, where they're going to get most of their money are from paid ads because they suck at organic. Jeff, what do you see?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, it's loaded. You know, I understand, first of all, why this guy shared this, because when you look him up, he is the, he's got a media company effectively. Okay. So he helps people, you know, obviously do exactly what he's promoting by what he's talking about here, which is run ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
you know, first of all, let me just say this. When you're talking about what percentage of your revenue does each marketing channel drive, and you say 2.3% on organic social media, the one conversation I have with people a lot when it comes to organic social media is it is not intended to be a lead driver like SEO and paid ads are. It's designed to be a complementary bullet in your gun to all of the other things that you're doing. It's free. It's organic. You are going to get more reach and create more growth as a result of these things. But what I want to say about it is that a lot of it's hard to basically quantify sometimes that I got a lead from an organic post, because oftentimes it might be a past customer who got sparked to call you because they saw a post, because they're in your web, right? So you don't necessarily stalk, you know, chalk it up to, well, that was because of that post. Well, that was a past customer. You know, to me, Tristan, social media, especially organic social media, is more of a top of mind awareness CRM concept than it is anything else. But I get his point. Also, I think most people that do organic social don't really have a strong strategy. They're just throwing shit out there. Whereas somebody who goes in and does SEO, paid ads, email, because email marketing was another one that was fourth highest. They have a very specific strategy to drive business. Well, and they're tracking it through those mediums, whereas typically organic social media, you're not. But I mean, you and I, obviously, like I've said this for years, like the growth of our mortgage business back when that was my main gig was 100% attributed to my presence through social. Can I go back and pinpoint it? No, but I can tell you this, had I never done social, I know for a fact none of those opportunities would have fallen into my lap. I would have never even met you, because I never would have been invited to a mastermind, because I was invited because I was doing cool shit. But if I was just a mortgage guy, I would have never got invited in the first place. I wouldn't have been on anybody's radar. So I don't know. I'm of course passionate about it. I don't think he's wrong. I just think the way he presented it is a little misleading.
Yeah, it's definitely misleading. It's definitely putting his company or him at the forefront of it. But it's a good question to ask. It's like, what's better, paid or organic? And I think if you're looking at this with money, then I would say it's a combination of both, but you have to study both. You need a really strong team that does it on a paid side very well. And you need to come across as somebody that wants to help. The problem is we run a lot of paid ads, or we see people run a lot of paid ads where they don't have a true connection to their audience. So they don't see great results, right? And on the other side, that's the exact same thing they're running on the organic side. And this is why that doesn't work either. So I think if you look at what the professionals say, and I wouldn't consider this guy a professional, but if you look at what the pros say who have millions of followers and have run both, I'm going to go to Daryl Eves because he's done both. Daryl Eves helped... was one of the creators of the Squatty Potty with the unicorn. You remember that? You remember the little unicorn that where you have to squat and it's like ice cream comes out of his butt? And it's, Stupidest thing.
Yep.
But it had millions in sales and it won a lot of awards as a commercial. That's one. And then obviously he's got multiple channels, over 100,000 followers and multiple over a million in YouTube. And when you look at that, he says, if you can help it, don't pay for ads. First, go all organic. Find out what people are interested in. In fact, that commercial, man, the Squatty Potty commercial, he first put it into a Reddit community and let it go crazy in the Reddit community. And then they gave feedback and then they went back and said, got it. Now let's put money behind it.
Really?
So what you want to do is use both in tangent, but also choose what's working organically that's connecting with people, and then say, got it. Now I know. Now I'm going to put some money behind it. And we never approach it that way.
Yeah. I think that's a great moral of the story. And I think, honestly, this guy'd probably agree that you know, it's like you always want to just niche and try to channel or funnel people into something that you're selling. But the reality is, even for somebody like me, who's a strong advocate of organic social media, I'm now preaching consistently. This is not this magic pill. In fact, if you're buying and calling leads and door knocking, whatever it is you do, networking, whatever it is, like, this will be an incredible complementary tool and only grow your relationships as a result. And so it's like, I'm making a bigger point of saying that. And I agree with you, Tristan. It's like the one thing we don't talk a lot about is running ads. But yeah, think about it. Think about how when you run an ad, actually, let me put it to you this way. Think about when you call a lead, when you door knock, when you make a cold connection, right? A cold outreach, and you're typically going to be received not at all, right? They're going to not answer. They're not going to come to the door. It's not going to be warm. It's not going to be fuzzy. It's not going to be, oh, GG, thanks for calling. It's like, what do you want? Right. And it's the same thing with ads nowadays. Like, I can only speak for myself, but I mean, if I see sponsored, I typically, unless it's a product that really grabbed my attention and I want to go see more about it, I'm scrolling faster than I, you know, as fast as I saw the word sponsored, right? It's an ad. We don't want them. And so, but imagine taking any of those, what I call invasive means of marketing or advertising, and then complementing it with an organic. And so, in other words, what I mean by that is, imagine, Tristan, if I came across your ad and I have nothing, I'm not in real estate, and I don't know who the hell you are, and you struck me and I saw your face. I didn't probably watch the whole ad because I realized it was an ad, but then I'm scrolling later on and I see Tristan with his family and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, same guy. Now it gives me a warmer, fuzzier feeling that now the next time I come across your ad, there's going to be a greater likelihood that I actually watch, because now I feel like, all right, this dude's real. He's normal. And I don't know, maybe not everybody feels that way, but I think that's where the organic piece compliments and allows people to get to know you. And the last thing I'll say, because I think you got something to say, is, you know, there, I think, I don't remember where we saw this, but we talked about this once about executives or owners or presidents of large companies and the ones who have kind of given audiences a backstage pass to their life through social media have seen incredible results. You know, their company has seen really positive results. Yeah. And there's a direct correlation there. And that kind of goes back to this.
Yeah, man, I think you're right. I agree with you. I think we need to let people in so that they can feel the sincerity of our message, because sometimes that's lost. And unfortunately, there's almost no sincerity of a message when it comes to a company. Because look at who was, what was it? 100 and how many companies were surveyed?
118.
118 companies, but all of them had a revenue of over 100 million. Like, the sincerity of that is what? Nothing?
Yeah.
Like, there is no human involved on a one to many or one to one level, right? There's no brand as an influencer. So when we're looking at that, it's like, then what's the value that they're giving where people can perceive it as, oh yeah, that's actually helping me. I like that, right? So the message is lost unless you go for companies that have that messaging down. And if you and I look at things that we buy on social, Facebook or Instagram or anywhere, those are either things that are targeted to us that we already love, so it's not that hard to sell things to us. It's just going to have to show me a really nice leather journal. It's going to have to be a vegan tanned Italian leather journal, soft, right? Or it's going to have to be inexpensive, but it's going to have to be dotted, and I need to make sure that the paper is at least 80 GCM, right? But they already know me. So it's like, product done. There's no, hey, look, We take care of the cows that we design. I don't give a shit about that. Right. So it's different, man. It's so different at price points. And the people we're talking to, like, this is their house for the most part. This is a loan. It's a whole different category of sale. So for somebody to come and say paid ads, boom, no. I think we have to look at what's the most important thing for the audience that we're trying to reach, for the product or service that we're trying to sell. What's important to them and how do we connect? Because I can tell you, if we answer that one, organic wins hands down almost every time. Every time, dude, this is why Gary Vee's like organic. This is why Daryl Eves organic, right? This is it. This is why, dude, look at Mr. Beast and his chocolate bars, organic.
Yeah.
And then you layer paid. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Logan Paul and Prime.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was looking at our stats. Obviously, I'm not like millions and millions of downloads. But I want to share with you one stat. We run weekly a lead magnet. And one that we ran that got us a really low price per person into our database. It was a Google My Business PDF. And we got a little over 100 people into our database, downloading that for 29 cents a person.
Mm.
29 cents. And then I go organically, because you and I have taken the time to build our audience, right? I get, this is all in one day, I get 670 people for free, right? So organic versus paid, it's a combo, but first we have to identify what people want. And we never start with that.
Yeah.
There you go, dude. I like this. Good job, man. That was a really good, really good job on finding that piece of information.
I random, because I don't surf Facebook. So it just happened to be at the top of my feed. And
you don't surf Facebook?
No, I don't.
What? You're crazy.
I don't actually surf, really. It's really pretty amazing. If you spent, a week with me and you just followed me around, you would be shocked at how little I surf social media.
No way, dude.
I live in my notifications, man. I live in creation. I live in notifications.
On what you just said, did you see Mosseri's latest video this morning? Okay. So he says that most people, because there was a DM update, most people DM. More people use the DM feature than stories. And I was like, what? No way.
What do you mean by that?
More people are DMing pictures to each other, than posting the stories. And when I thought about that, it made sense, because how many of us create content, right? Oh, yeah, I go, oh, that makes sense. We share content with each other a ton.
Yeah.
But we don't create it in the same way. I'm like, oh yeah.
It's a great, that's a good segue to, and we'll end this with the stat. I was driving to Home Depot the other day and listening to, local radio. And I usually switch. I don't listen to the monologue stuff. And the guy brought up the point about that on TikTok, that what was the stat I sent you? 98. If you create content on TikTok, you're in the 98th percentile.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. Which it doesn't surprise me, because when you think about the 1990 statistic we've got, but it's just valid. It was like, damn, man, it just drives home the point that if you are a creator, and it just, when I hear that, it just motivates me, because I'm like, God, just keep creating. Everybody's just watching. It's so nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Let me, CK can't unmute himself. By the way, if you guys don't know,
He's got his hand up. CK just put it in. We can't either. So you just put your.
Yeah, I can't unmute you either, buddy. So, but dude, what a great stat you sent me. I didn't realize that. It did motivate me too. And I was like, oh, damn. By the way, dude, those posts I'm posting up on TikTok, and Instagram, where I just used news. If I don't know what to post, Jeff, I literally just put news and I put a GIF, a templated GIF from CapCut.
Yep.
And I highlight either the question or the information and boom, yep. That's it.
You've been doing a lot of that.
Dude, I get guaranteed views. I'm like, when I don't know what to put up, when I don't have to brush my hair, Jeff, when I don't have to brush my hair, I just.
Yeah. Is that like just rubbing it in again? Is that what you're doing? You're just rubbing in the fact that I can't brush my hair.
It's the same. Some people don't know what to call.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Looking at like even your post, your current one, the most stressed out states, you got 4,700 views, man. That's comparative to the last 10 or 15 videos. That's one of your best performing videos.
Yeah. Just stay with it. Stay with it. I like it. All right. That's all we got.
142. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to Social Genius, brought to you by Drunk on Social. We are here to help you take your business to new levels through social media. Make sure to subscribe to get updates on new episodes and come join us on our Drunk on Social Facebook page. And as always, make sure you leave us a great review on your favorite podcast app. Feedback and likes are very much appreciated.